Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, amateurs when you've got holiday shopping apps, and iOS 4.2.
Plus, my real thoughts about the iPad versus the 11-inch MacBook Air and Beyoncé like you've never seen it before.
All that and our Fez Cap App Cap Awards on iPad Today.
Yay!
Woo!
iPad Today is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off the lifetime of your new account, go to squarespace.com/iPad and use the offer code iPad Today. And by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out a Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle the used gadgets lying around your house or office. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it. For a 5% bonus payment for your used gadgets, go to gazelle.com and use the bonus code iPad.
Oh!
Hello, Leo Laporte here.
Sarah Lane here.
I had to point at her.
That's me. Oh, I'm on. What's my line? I'm Sarah Lane.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving week.
It is.
And I have something to be thankful for.
What?
I didn't get sued. iOS 4.2 finally came out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's funny. If you're not watching live, you won't, well, we'll let you appreciate because we're telling you that iOS 4.2 came out this morning. And
this
we just
AM.
Happened to be shooting the
on
show
a Monday.
A few days early because
yeah, 'cause of Thanksgiving.
We'll be busy eating.
Normally we shoot on Thursday.
Thursdays.
So we're shooting Monday and, you know, this has been, this. It was supposed to come out 2 weeks ago.
And then.
It didn't come out.
And then I told you Friday.
And it didn't come out.
That was the rumor that I heard.
But then you sent me an email saying, I know for sure it's going to be out. This. And how did you know that? Do you have a secret
because
ties to the Jobosphere?
I knew that. Well, let's just say I was right, wasn't I?
You were right.
I
and
was.
From now on, I'm going to listen to you, but not the first or the second time, just the third time.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
So first and second story is always bunk.
You said it, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, amateur hour.
Right.
You're a pro shopper.
Yeah, well, because first of all, I think that people have differing opinions on this, but I'm not a Black Friday-er.
Black Friday scares me. I want to stay away from the stores.
Me too. It's yeah. It's not fun for me to shop with a bunch of people elbowing and waiting in line and
I
that
wait
sort of thing.
Till Christmas Eve, like all good men
right.
in America,
right?
And shop at the very last possible minute.
And then you do a lot of Amazon gift certificates and print them out
yeah.
and stuff them in cards and be like, look, I thought you'd get what you wanted.
If you go, yeah, I do that for sure. And then I also find if you go to the local drugstore, there's usually a few odd battery-powered devices left.
Electric a Four Loko, perhaps.
Four Loko.
In the back.
Nothing says lovin' like a Four Loko in the oven.
Well, what you're saying is, listen, I'm going to save you a few trips to the bathroom because this is four beers in one. Because I love you.
Four Loko, for those who don't know, is a purple alcoholic beverage that has huge amounts of caffeine in it.
Which has now been banned by the...
What, is it banned or discouraged?
No, it's been, well, it's,
you can buy it.
I don't think it's banned because people are still, they're just not letting them
make any more
without taking out the caffeine. Makers of Four Loko, and I think
see.
There's a few, you know, imitators.
Because
out there.
It's used, college kids binge drink and overdose and
it's making
and
people
so forth,
go crazy.
Making people go loco. That's,
go loco.
But I mean, it's all legal ingredients.
It's legal, well... A lot of ingredients are legal, but we're not drinking them all at the same
time.
It's
a potent mixture is
That's
what you're
right.
saying.
That's right.
I see. You so could, however, have a couple of cups of coffee and a malt liquor. And
I mean, it's Red Bull vodka condensed.
Yeah.
I mean, people drink
That's
those at the bars.
I like it because it's purple
gross.
Going down and purple going up. That's,
yeah.
There's nothing like it.
Exactly.
So now that we've revolted you thoroughly, let's talk about our theme, shopping for from a pro. Sarah Lane, professional shopper.
It's funny. I don't know if I'd call myself a professional. Well, of course I'm a professional shopper. I'm not like a shopaholic. the way that some women are.
And you've shown already.
I'm reformed.
You're reformed.
Yes.
You've shown already on this show a number of shopping apps. It's ironic because I came up with all the apps for this week's show.
Well,
and I'm not a big shopper. I hate to shop.
Well, that's what's so nice about shopping apps is that you don't actually have to go anywhere.
Yes. For me, it's wonderful. I use that Amazon app, the Window Shop app that you were talking about a few weeks ago. That's fantastic.
Window Shop is great. So is Zappos, the Zappos app, which is also owned by Amazon. Zappos, of course, used to be the shoe place, you know, the online place for shoes that had a really good work environment and good sort of message to their consumers. But now you can get a lot of things on Zappos, certainly not just shoes.
They say men don't like to shop, but I would beg to differ. When it comes to certain kinds of shopping,
yes.
And my first app, I think, is exemplary of that kind of shopping. Men quite enjoy the shopping experience at, say, a place like Victoria's Secret.
Well, it's because you get to look at
pretty
stuff
things.
That movies go in, but you don't have to go talk to that weird sales lady and talk about sizes and things like that at the mall.
No.
Because that's not really fun for men.
No. Right? I never know the size, but it's always fun because the Victoria's Secret catalog, you could just guess. This actually is much more than a catalog. You see already that they're capitalizing on a lot. They've done a lot of media. So you're seeing already things like you can see photo shoots, you can see their TV show. There's Victoria's Secret All Access, which is part of this application, that for some reason the images aren't showing up. Maybe the Victoria's Secret server is down. But the thing that the shopping part of this is, in fact, the Victoria's Secret catalog. And all the catalogs are in here. You do have to download them as you go. But you know, I think lots of guys and lots of gals like Victoria's Secret and like to shop Victoria's Secret. And here's a great, easy way to do it from your iPad. I think I loaded one of these, but which one did I load?
The thing about Victoria's Secret is it's easy to kind of snicker like, ooh, Victoria's Secret, undies and, you know, undergarments and everything. But
hey, we all wear them. Well, most of us.
Yes. I will admit to wearing undergarments regularly.
Some of us don't.
I mean, I've been reading the Victoria's Secret catalog since I was a kid. You know, and you get it in the mail, and it wasn't even really
it's not that risque. Come on.
It really isn't. It's like, I mean, it's stuff
it's underwear.
I mean, they've got a lot of, you know, boring cotton things, too. But it's, you know, it's...
Don't they don't?
They do.
You
so.
Lie. They have boring cotton things at Victoria's Secret?
I know firsthand that they do. Okay? Let's just leave it at that. But
so,
then they also have nice stuff, too, the models are pretty.
This is you can absolutely browse it. You know, some of the comments say this is softcore porn. You know, it's the Victoria's Secret catalog, all right? You can buy
soft
stuff. You have a shopping bag.
Softcore porn is different than
this. This is not. Yeah, this is not.
Do you know what softcore porn
is? I guess it depends where you come from, what part of the country and so forth. But it's a. Let me put it this way. And the truth is, you know, I probably never shop Victoria's Secret, but the fact is, this is a very good example of an excellent shopping application because it's not just the catalogs. There's a lot of video in here, the stores, there's a ton of stuff in here. This is a very elaborate application. Normally there will be images there. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, this just came out, and I think their servers are slammed right now. So that's Victoria's Secret, and it's absolutely free.
Victoria's Secret is a huge enterprise, so it's good that they're getting in on the iPad train and they've put together something that a team has thought through.
Here's a little bit more of a traditional catalog, and, you know, I always thought Spiegel was kind of a joke because, you know, it's always the Spiegel catalog, Chicago 02100 and all that, but this is actually a very nice catalog. All of these catalog apps you can see are, I see, I'm not on Wi-Fi. That's why everything's slow. And so that's a little word of warning. They're all very media rich. There's a lot of content in here. Have you ever bought anything from the Spiegel catalog?
Leo, I feel weird admitting this, but I don't even know what Spiegel is.
Oh, it's a very popular Chicago.
It's kind of old school. It's a Chicago thing. Well,
yeah. But it's national and it's heavily advertised nationally.
All right.
I just think that probably the issue with it is
like a Land's End type.
It's kind of old school for you.
Well, okay.
It's kind of old school.
I'm getting old, so it's perfect.
Yeah, now that you're getting old, I think you should probably check out.
I think these outfits are really cute.
No, it's great stuff. Now,
a little dressy for me, but
well, they have other stuff.
Yeah.
This is their holiday collection. Now, this is a little bit more pedestrian. It's a little bit more like browsing the catalog.
Sure.
As you can see. Do you buy clothes online? Because, I mean, you can't try them on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I do is I don't buy shoes online.
Feels like you want to click that.
Because shoes are so... Some people can do that. I need to try them on because, I don't know, shoes can be weird.
Right.
But yeah, when I get a brand, you know, if it's like a pair of jeans, I know my size and I love the brand, I will totally buy them online.
Right.
Not a problem.
You can also share. I mean, there's a social element of this because it's built into the iPad. So you could say, hey, Sarah, look at this great clutch that I just purchased. You know what? This is actually pretty nice stuff.
It is really nice stuff. Yeah. And they do a good job of trying to put things together where it's like, you could buy the dress and then this bracelet is nice and we've got all, the whole thing on one page. Or maybe if you like
but you
this
can see
dress,
it's,
you'd
it's,
like others.
It's not like, it's not the, not the rich media experience that the Victoria's Secret was.
You know what's nice about this Spiegel iPad app is I think it's designed for people who are not like, ooh, let's get technical and iPad-y.
And very straightforward.
They want it to be pretty similar to what you would be browsing if you got the catalog in the mail, which is how you're going to get people to love the iPad.
Right. Finally, this is the one for geeks.
All right.
And I asked John because John Slonina is a Woot guy. Woot does not, you know, Woot has a web page, but Woot does not have an application. But I found something even better. It's called Idealizer. Now, there's a free version of this, but there's also Idealizer Pro. You know, Woot's not the only company that has deals of the day. Tons of deals of the day. This is all of them. This is Woot Wine, Shirt Woot, and Kids Woot. But scroll down. You'll also have the 6th Avenue Slick Deal of the Day. You'll have the Watch Company Daily Deal, Sparkle Cartel, Thing Fling, Geeks. It goes on and on. Here's Newegg. Newegg
so
does those shell
like
shockers.
It's like an aggregator of online daily
deals.
It is
an aggregator. And so this is the kind of thing you might want. I mean, now this is boy browsing. This is boy shopping. This is the stuff.
Hey, speak for your... Well, actually, speak for me.
I like this? Yeah, I mean, this is great.
I love this. This is dual gender browsing as far as I'm concerned.
Here's a great woman's backpack, Gregory Jade 60. On sale, $85. Musician's Friend's Stupid Deal of the Day. I like that. I always look at that. So there are literally, and you could see if I go in here and show you the sources, there are tons of sources. You could turn them each on and off. Oh, and one of the nice things about the pro version, and it's worth paying, you know, a few bucks for the pro version, is you can turn notifications on or off. So if you say, I really want to always be notified when the new Woot deal comes out or the new eBay Daily deal comes out, you'll have push notifications. Your iPad will tell you. Something's coming up. Something's coming. Look at all the sources in here.
Well, what's nice is that you can toggle them on and off individually.
Right.
Because,
so
I mean, you might be really interested in the eBay Daily deal, and you've got to have a push, but not necessarily for Target's magazines or the Daily Streets.
The comments on this are surprisingly not so great, and I think that, frankly, this is a really nice job. So,
What do they have a problem with?
You know, I don't know.
Because sometimes I find the reviews for apps do not reflect how I feel about it.
I think frequently they don't.
And maybe it has to do with, you know, restaurants too. People get caught up about things that don't always bother everybody.
One of the problems has been fixed now in this new iOS 4.2, and that was the only time you were asked to review an application was when you were deleting it from the iPad. So as a result, it's mostly negative reviews because it's mostly reviewed by people who are saying, I didn't want it.
Yeah, because you're getting rid of it for some reason.
They've turned that off. In 4.2 now, when you delete, you just delete it. It doesn't say rate it.
Good.
So I think that will probably help a little bit with the ratings. Anyway, I think all four of these apps are great. I have to give props to Victoria's Secret because it's beautiful, and they're really doing it's more like a magazine. It's got video. It's got lots of features in addition to the catalog. And I do like this Idealizer Pro because you really – if you want to spend money.
That sounds like the place to go.
Stay away if you don't.
I also just wanted to mention we talked about Zappos and Amazon, but back to like fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Gilt, which is something that I've reviewed as an app cap on the show in the past. Nothing guilty about guilt.
It's a pleasure.
Unless
it doesn't
open. Oh, no, it's opening. What's nice about Gilt is that they have expanded it immensely. So it's not just about women or men's fashion. It's like home accessories, electronics, food. I mean, there was like an Omaha steak sale. And really quick, the idea behind Gilt is that every day, the folks behind Gilt, it's almost like a Groupon, where they get together with a variety of brands and they say, okay, we're going to sell, you know, all your jeans for $30 off today. And the sale starts at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and they have a certain amount of inventory. And when it sells out, it sells out. So, you know, you got knives here. And
this is like Rue La La, which I talked about. And
Yeah,
I like this. This is great. And it's another kind of like Idealizer type of a
exactly.
A site.
Gilt is that there are several companies that, you know, this concept has become the trendy thing to do, you know, to have like these daily deals type of a thing. Gilt, I like it. I've used it. I've bought a lot of stuff from Gilt. Comes on time. Never had a problem with it. I actually did have to send something back once, and it was not a big hassle. So definitely worth looking at.
Do you order from Gilt? You're ordering from Gilt.
You're ordering from Gilt.
Oh, interesting.
So you go straight through them. Straight through them. So, and it's a free app because, of course, you're spending money on something eventually, so the app better be free. but it's worth looking at because I think at one point, you know, Gilt started as women go crazy for shoes on sale. Right. And it's a lot more than that now.
I'm going to have to download it. I mean, I love knives. I see you having some knife sales.
Knife sales. Yeah. God, I could use some knives.
Good knives. Good Every knives. Chef ought to have them.
That's right.
For the links to all the apps we just mentioned, where should we go, Sarah Lane?
Oh, Leo, it's a little website called twit.tv.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of it too. IPT. Twit.tv/IPT is where you can watch all of our past episodes. We're up to 21 now. It's pretty good. We're in the dual double digits.
We can finally drink.
Yes, that's right. We are legal to drink, but not to rent a car yet. Another few episodes before they're going to let us rent a car. Of course, you can always watch us live or subscribe to our shows. We don't really judge, but if you're not watching us live, a quick reminder that normally we record iPad Today live on Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific. This particular show, if you're watching us live, you know we're recording at a different time because of the holidays. Holidays are, you know, the schedule's going to be kind of weird for the next few weeks, but that's just the way it goes because we all like to eat. If you have any app suggestions, themes, apps, comments, I don't know, you want to go on a rant, it's fine. We'll read them. Shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv or an e-pail. I don't know what that is, but if you can shoot me one, I'll try to catch it.
I'm just looking at these lovely sweaters.
Yes, lovely sweaters.
They just seem like nice girls.
Too bad the ladies wearing them are so homely. It'd be nice if they were, you know, looked good in the sweaters. You know, they might sell more of them.
iPad Today is brought to you by our good friends at Squarespace. What a great way to make a website. Squarespace.com. It's the secret behind exceptional websites. I invite you to visit Squarespace right now and take a look. Some nice features. In fact, some new features that we haven't mentioned before. There's a blog module, which includes import from your existing website, whether it's WordPress, Blogger, Movable Type, or TypePad, and data portability, because you can export anytime. There's Forum, a form builder. Don't confuse Forum and Form, two different things. There's a Flickr photo display, which is great for photographers. They just upload to Flickr, and it's automatically included on their blog. Twitter widget, Google Map integration. So these are all inclusive and a great deal, too. It starts at $12 a month, but here's what you do. You go right now to squarespace.com/iPad today, and you set up your website for free. All you need is a name for the site, a password, an email so you can recover the password if you forget it. No credit card, no money exchanges. For 2 weeks, you get to have that site. And it's a great way if you are a designer. I'm just going to give you a hint. If you're a designer, you go to a business that doesn't have a website. You walk in the door, say, let's sit down. Let's make your website. 15 minutes later, you've got a gorgeous-looking website. You don't have to know CSS or JavaScript. No, it's easy. Just point and click, drag and drop using one of 60-plus professionally designed templates. But if you are a CSS wizard, you'll love Squarespace because you can customize to your heart's content. Squarespace.com, the secret behind exceptional websites. Take a look at it right now at squarespace.com/iPad today. When you decide to buy, and I know you will, please use the offer code iPadToday. You'll save 10% off, not for the first month or the first year, but for the life of your site. iPadToday from Squarespace.com. We thank them so much for their support.
Speaking of Squarespace, you know what I can do now?
What can you do?
Oh, I can just leave Squarespace running all the time so I can check my comments easily because 4.2 is out.
Yeah, baby. So you got Instagram, Pandora, Flickr. Yeah. They're all running there.
All my favorite stuff. So I got Gilt, Twitter, boutiques, which we'll talk about later, Instagram, of course, Pandora, Flickr, and of course Squarespace, because when I launched Squarespace, oh hey, look, they're now
no,
I wonder if
it's just rotated.
No, but it used to bump me out every time it rotated.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh, that's a little, let's well, you guys don't,
you know, everybody's updating
comments
for 4.2. 4.2 is coming out for the iPhone and the iPad at
look
the same
at
time.
How pretty it is.
Oh, that's great. And then, some of these are iPhone apps. You know, that's an iPhone app, and it looks just fantastic. Pandora runs in the background.
Look at that. Go from iPhone.
You can listen to music. Reep. Now, if your app hasn't been updated, it may run down there in that taskbar, but that doesn't mean it will be actually running in the background. It just means that it's sitting there in the background You can sometimes, you know, if you've been running it for a while and you look through all your apps, you go, wait a minute, all that stuff's running? Not necessarily. All you have to do if you want to clean these out is press and hold. You saw I did that. They jiggle, 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 and you can turn them off if they're running in the background or not. I don't think you need to do this, but it is a nice thing to have, especially if you've been looking at Victoria's Secret and you didn't want your spouse to notice.
Right.
For whatever reason. See, I've cleaned it all out. Slide to the right. We showed this before, but you now have, this is where they've put the landscape lock. It's
which
no
you're
longer
not crazy about.
Up on the top. No, I liked having it up on the top, but that's now, this top button is now a mute key. You see, it mutes. And as we talked about, not everything is muted by this. It really depends on the application. So system sounds, most system applications are muted, but some applications will continue to play even this with muted.
Let's try this out with my Pandora.
I think Pandora mutes. So, I think it's one of them.
Well, because
let's see.
No, it didn't.
It didn't?
It didn't the last week.
All right. So now we're going to do a little experiment.
It's not muting. Here's my mute.
Sarah is listening to Pandora, now flipping the mute button. Didn't mute.
Doesn't mute.
So just a word of warning, you may still be doing the old school, old style mute where you hold the down volume key for a few seconds and it does mute. So that's still applicable. And if you wanted the landscape lock, it is now no longer that hardware key. Just double tap the home key, double tap, and swipe it over to the right. And there's the landscape lock, and you could turn it off and on just by tapping that.
You've also got brightness in that area.
I think that's a nice feature. I like that.
Me too.
Overall system volume, same thing.
You know what the one other thing I would like, because of course you used to have to go into settings to adjust your brightness, I would love to be able to toggle my Wi-Fi from this menu as well.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Because I mean, I'm kind of going into Wi-Fi all the time.
Airplane mode. They should put airplane mode. I guess, you know, they run out of room.
Right. Yeah. There's only so much you can put in that.
The right icon shows you, in this case, that iTunes icon, or actually, I should say iPod icon. It wasn't running. That's just always there. They could have put the airport mode right there. That's extra space. Because this doesn't mean it's running. It's just that's how you get to iTunes quickly.
But it makes sense for it to be there because it's right next to all the volume controls.
But don't you keep, let me just check. Don't you keep it there in your dock? No, you don't.
No. No, sir.
That's something we should ask people to send us. What do you keep in your dock?
Yeah.
I'm pretty standard. I got mail. I got Safari. I've got iPod. I keep the App Store there because for this show, I'm always looking at apps.
You can load that up. You don't have to stop at 5.
I could put more in there?
Yeah.
I could put maps down there?
Yeah, you've got room.
I could put one more down there.
Bring her down.
All right.
Bring
now we down. Got now we got the max.
Those are your essentials.
Yeah. Actually, my app cap's going to go there as soon as I show it to you. I won't put it there yet, but this app cap, I cannot stop playing. Oprah likes the iPad.
So every annually, and by the way, this is Oprah's last season, so everything she's doing is like more over the top than usual because she's going to be off the air, in April or something like that, which is really sad. I never watch Oprah, but I like her. Every year around Christmas, or the holidays, Oprah does a My Favorite Things
show. These are a few of my favorite things.
And as we all know, the Oprah effect is very strong. You know, when something tops Oprah's book club, it becomes a bestseller.
Right.
You know, if Oprah says, I really like this movie, you know, everyone goes to the movie.
Along with...
She's very influential.
Marianne Williamson's A Course in Weight Loss, the Baker's Edge lasagna and brownies. I don't know if those really should go together. Or Beecher's macaroni and cheese. Obviously, this book, she's not paying any attention to this book. You'll see an iPad in there. And it's interesting because she has an iPad app, doesn't she?
She does, and it's pretty new. It's about a week old
now. I haven't played with it. We should...
I haven't played with it.
We should do a segment on vanity apps.
We should just make our... Like, Sarah Land has an iPad app now. It's all about me.
It's all about
my
me.
My new magazine.
O's favorite things.
I have not played with the Oprah app very carefully, but from what I can see, it's a lot like the Martha Stewart app that we talked about last week, which, you know, the Martha Stewart magazine was kind of modeled after the O magazine anyway. Anyway, Oprah's favorite things include, you know, 5-year subscription to Netflix, a $100 gift card to Kiva where you can donate
to charities.
That's
a nice thing.
Anyway,
she gave iPads to all of her staffers at O Magazine.
She gave iPads to all of her audience members the day of her Favorite Things app because the iPad itself topped her list.
Number one.
All of her favorite things in Oprah's entire life, or at least the Oprah we know on the show, iPad is number one. So,
did she give him the 64 gig 3G model or the cheapo Wi-Fi
model?
No one
knows what model she gave.
I'm guessing the Wi-Fi model.
I don't know. I think Oprah would spring for the big gun. Now, whether or not Oprah has any influence on you,
that Apple probably gave her all those iPads. She didn't pay for those. When she gave away a car, those cars were paid for by the people she gave.
But wasn't that like an ad?
It was an ad. And
I don't think Apple cares.
Oh,
well, they probably care about
They don't care about us. They care about O.
I think the big O. I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, I think we're a good. I mean, okay. So I don't actually watch the Oprah show because I'm working during the day and I hear about things and I watch little clips here and there, but I'm not actually a regular watcher. So you and I are maybe not the best people to experience the Oprah effect, but it is alive and well. And I bet a lot of people are going to buy iPads.
She probably bought them at TJ Maxx.
Oprah loves them.
$2.99. Did you see that for the holidays?
I think it's $3.99.
I think they got much lower than the Apple list. I don't know how they're doing it.
It's $100 off.
That's incredible.
Well, they're trying to get rid of their inventory.
For Black Friday. They don't want to sell them anymore?
I think Apple's saying, hey,
Apple's dumping them.
Yeah,
Do you believe the rumor that Apple will have a new iPad for Christmas, a new thinner iPad? No. No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
I think they will next year.
Now, we talk a lot about the iPad effect, but there's a couple of places where the iPad effect may not be happening. Wired says it's not selling magazines for us.
Yeah. In fact, an analyst, there was a quote in a recent article that the magazine has enjoyed a strong year. Wired's doing well, thanks in part to the iPad launch. And you remember that the Wired app was one of, got a lot of buzz when the iPad was first released because it was so different. It was like the first experience that a lot of people had reading a magazine that they already knew and loved in this more interactive way. Debut issue of the Wired app, that was in June, sold about 105,000 copies. Since then, the figure has leveled off to about 32,000 sold an issue because, of course, you have to buy it each time, so you would assume that there'd be a drop-off. But on newsstands, when you go to Whole Foods or Safeway or wherever your newsstand of choice is, when you buy a Wired magazine, they're moving about 83,000 copies per month. So the iPad app, because you have to buy it each month as if it was a virtual newsstand, less than half the number of a physical newsstand.
Hmm.
Although,
if you think about it, did it impact their physical newsstand sales? I mean, that's 50% more sales. That's not something to be sneezing at. I'd be happy with 50%
increase. Well, I think Wired
is
thrilled, because they're just selling more.
Yeah.
No, the physical newsstand numbers haven't fallen because of this. I guess I just thought, because it is Wired.
More people would buy it.
This isn't Martha Stewart.
This is going to be the one that does the best, right? There's Popular Science, maybe, but Wired is going to be the one that gets the biggest bang.
I've been buying all the Wired.
Have you?
Yeah.
On the iPad?
It's awesome. I actually don't have November yet.
You know who else says it's not doing anything for him is Reed Hastings, at CEO of Netflix.
Well, okay. So So, yes, he says, people don't really want to watch movies on their iPad.
Well, when they put out desktop versions of the Netflix streaming.
Right.
He said we got a lot of traffic. We pushed a lot of movies. He says not so much on the portable devices.
But
Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, huge impact, he says, because you're watching on your TV.
Because it's big.
Yeah.
Because people want to watch movies on the big TV.
The Mac laptops outstripped the iPad for Netflix viewing by, he says, a huge factor. I don't know. I like watching Netflix on my iPad.
Well, now that AirPlay works.
Right. We could play it from the iPad.
Absolutely.
But why would you do that? I mean, I guess if you didn't have a Roku or... See, I have Google TV, Roku, Apple TV.
Me too.
And Boxy Box. So I can play Netflix and a PS3 and an Xbox 360. So I have seven ways I can play Netflix on my TV without the iPad.
But when you come over to my house, let's say I have none of those. Well, I've got an Apple TV.
Right.
And you've got a movie
but
that I don't have
it,
and I haven't seen.
So I haven't seen how that looks. Have you played with it yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you play it on Netflix on the iPad.
That's right.
And then use AirShare to send it to your TV through the new Apple TV.
Yeah.
How does it look?
Well, okay, so I didn't actually use it through Netflix because last night it wasn't working.
So you're playing some other video.
Yeah, it was something that we had on iTunes.
It's some iTunes thing you had.
Okay. HD, full quality video.
Really?
Streaming.
Really?
Wirelessly.
Looks good.
looked amazing. No hiccups, no nothing.
That's good news.
It was maybe, I mean, when you said stream to TV, there was maybe like a 2-second delay before it started. And after that.
And that's over Wi-Fi. All right, well, I'll have to try it.
It.
That's pretty cool. So that's another reason to get 4.2 pretty quick.
Yeah, 4.2 cool. is great. But I wonder, I mean, I understand where Reed Hastings is coming from as far as, you know, people not flocking to the iPad just to watch Netflix. But I don't know. I think he's underestimating.
Well, he knows what the numbers are. But maybe it's too early days.
Maybe.
I love the idea of, you know, come to think of it, I love the idea of watching on my iPad. But almost always, I just do it on my TV.
Right.
You know what? I could go in the bedroom and say, oh, I'll watch, you know, something small, a TV show. But no, I'll watch it on the TV. So maybe it's the idea that seems good, but not the...
I think in the next 6 months, the iPad will become much more of a storage device for this sort of stuff, where we can just beam it out to TVs as people start getting the hardware that can accept this.
That's an interesting idea.
You know? Otherwise, we'll watch movies on our iPads when we're stuck at the airport. When we have to.
You've seen, I know everybody's seen it, and I won't play it, the Angry Birds, Pigs peace treaty negotiations. It was an Israeli comedy TV show they made it, and they had Angry Birds and pigs, and they were fighting, and eventually it just all fell apart. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah. The pigs are going to get their shot, though.
Yeah. New Angry Birds, to be told from the pigs' point of view.
Okay.
What is it? No. Because Angry Birds, I've kind of shut it off in my mind a little bit.
They're angry at the pigs. They stole their eggs.
The pigs stole the eggs, so the birds are on suicide missions in order to get back at the pigs.
Right. In my opinion, the success of Angry Birds is due to two things. One, it's kind of fun to smush the birds, and they make those, you know, bird sounds. But the real reason that people keep going back to Angry Birds, I think, is the smug little pigs at the end. If you don't get them all, they go... And they smile at you.
And it makes you mad.
They jeer, basically.
Yes.
And in my opinion, not an expert, my opinion, that is the reason Angry Birds is a success.
Because of the pigs jeering?
You eventually share the birds' frustration with the pigs and you want to smush them.
So if the
I same, hate those pigs.
If the same story is told from the pigs' point of view, how are we going to sympathize with the pigs?
Because everybody hates birds.
I don't hate birds.
Oh, you will.
No. I do not hate
pigs,
birds.
Pigs
I
give us bacon.
Birds. Well, that isn't really siding with a pig.
I guess you're right. You know the old saying about breakfast, right?
No.
It's kind of, if you're trying to understand what commitment is, at breakfast, the chicken's involved, but the pig, that's commitment.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, because you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
The chicken donates the egg, but they're still around. The pig...
Oh, I see.
It's very committed at breakfast.
Well, what if you eat chicken sausage?
Okay, it's just a saying. Can we move along?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this. This will be really fun. I can't wait to get Angry Pigs.
Angry Pigs, yeah. You know, let us feel for you, pigs. So show us what you got.
Okay.
So new Angry Birds to be told for the pigs' point of view. Look for that. It's time for this week's edition of Ask Leo. Because
yes.
You guys have a lot of technical
ask
support
me. Just,
questions.
Just ask me.
And we can only get to one per week because that's the rule. So this is our question of the week. This is from Luigi, who says, iPad versus MacBook Air. I know the general philosophy, but I'd like some more details on the type of applications. One is more suitable than the other. The 11-inch MacBook Air is similar to the iPad in weight and encumbrance, but there seems to be a profound difference between the two operating systems, at least to him. Even if we could run the iPad emulator on the MacBook Air and install general distribution applications on the emulator, the missing touch and sensors would mean a hobbled control experience. So when is it necessary to get them both, and when can we safely stick to one only? Some use cases, please, Leo.
I'll tell you why I use the MacBook Air. I really love the new 11-inch MacBook Air. And Kevin Rose and I were talking on Sunday on
Twitter. I mean, you're pretty smitten.
We both agree that this is the best computer ever. This is what you want. Not the 13, but the 11, because it's really small. It's not much bigger than an iPad. And it has a full-size keyboard.
Right.
And it's higher resolution. It's a great screen. I think it's an even slightly better screen than the iPad itself. Of course, it doesn't have touch.
Right.
You know, you got pinch and rotate and zoom on the trackpad. That isn't the same. And it's not iOS. It's OS 10. So I think it really is more coming down to iOS versus OS 10. If you like touch, and for games, for instance, Angry Birds on OS 10 wouldn't be as fun, I don't think, as being able to pull the bird back and firing it and all that stuff.
So there's some things that
are, your fingers are better. On the other hand, as good as typing is on the iPad, and it's pretty good considering, it's still not the same as using a real keyboard.
You're not going to get 80 words per minute on that thing.
If I'm writing or blogging, if I'm going through news stories and bookmarking them, a lot of the things that I do every day are easier on the MacBook Air, and that's why I use the MacBook Air. For fun, for watching video, for playing games, I think the iPad is great. When we go to France for Le Web, I'll probably just bring the Air. I probably won't bring the iPad, partly because I'm worried about data usage on the iPad. I don't want to use all that 3G data.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there's no right answer.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do that.
You know what? You should bring... By the way, we're not going together.
No.
You're going with your boyfriend. I'm going stag.
We're going to a tech conference with a lot of other people.
Really, it didn't sound right when I said, when we go to Paris. when we go to Paris, it will be amazing.
It's good. A lot of us are going to Paris.
Yeah. Actually, Kevin's going. MG's going. Mike Arrington, my good friend, my close personal friend, he's going to be there.
Are you going to taunt and jeer at him?
Yeah. Robert Scoville's going to be there.
Everybody's going.
Veronica's going.
Veronica and Ryan Bach.
And Ryan. I mean, there's a ton of people there. Mm-hmm. So it's not just me and Sarah. But in any event, I think it'd be very interesting to note who brings a MacBook Air, who brings an iPad.
Who brings both?
I'm going to bring an iPhone. Because I can't bring my Verizon phone, so I'm going to bring my iPhone. Can't bring my Droid.
I got to Instagram this
Well, that's
trip.
The thing. I want to Instagram.
I know.
Yeah. That's the thing. To me, I'm really looking forward to an iPad with a camera.
Oh,
that's going to be awesome.
I mean, we're sorely lacking a camera. That's been evident since day one. It's annoying that there isn't one, but we just have to assume that it'll be in the next generation.
So, Luigi, to answer your question, I think if you're a computer guy doing a lot of content creation, programming, blogging, writing, then the MacBook Air is a great choice. It's almost as light as the iPad, almost as portable. It really is a personal computer. I love it. I look at your big 17-inch, and I just... Sarah's got the biggest computer in history. And I just love this little lightweight Air.
Your little lightweight Air, too.
There's nothing quite as personal as an iPad. And if you aren't, I think iPad, I hate to say this because it's not strictly true, but iPad is more consumption. MacBook Air is more creation of content.
A lot of people will say, well, the iPad is not all about consumption, and that's true.
No, you can create.
But I agree with you. And, you know, what I've been doing, I've kind of been... When I'm sort of done with work for the day, but I've got stuff to look at and I've saved a lot of stuff to Instapaper, I've sort of made myself put away the laptop because I'm so used to having my keyboard. And for a while, it was hard for me to just hold an iPad for long periods of time because I would need to type and it would kind of frustrate me. And it's actually, I'm conditioning myself to do certain things on my MacBook and then save kind of my fun, consuming, a little bit more passive, light typing here and there, put in a URL, shopping, on my iPad. And it's actually kind of helped me, I think, get a little less, like, ADD overwhelmed with everything available because I'm sectioning out activities.
Right. I love reading
devices.
On the iPad. You know, I keep my Kindle on the iPad, Kindle application, and I will do programming books on the iPad while I program on the MacBook Air. So, and you know, for some people, the MacBook Air is too small. I mean, you can't really edit on the MacBook Air. You need the 17-inch. So it's everybody's different.
I got this for Final Cut, so it's definitely the screen real estate helps.
We all have different needs.
We do.
And I think I can't say one size fits all. I don't think there is one right answer. You should have what you, if I only had to, could only buy one, I'm lucky I have all of them. Because of my job, but if I could only buy one, I'd buy the MacBook Air.
Yeah.
Well, twice as much.
There you go. You know, we talked about consuming and the iPad being a great consumption device.
This is a mind blower.
But here's a good argument for why the iPad is one of the most amazing creation devices ever. This is our iPad Star of the Week. His name is Kyle Lambert. If you haven't heard of this guy, he is probably the most talented expert on the Brushes app that I have ever seen. He's also a YouTube star. And check out the kind of work that he does.
This is his painting of Beyonce.
That's right.
On the iPad. And this is Brushes, as he's using?
This is Brushes. Yep.
Wow.
One finger. One little application. So these are all of the...
I wonder how he records this.
That's a good question.
Because we can record with VGA. We had to jailbreak it, though.
Well, he might have jailbroken
it. It looks higher quality than that. I wonder what he might be shooting it.
But, you know, the thing is, this stuff is deceptive when you see this. Because he's a brilliant artist.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't do this.
The Brushes app isn't going to give you this talent.
No.
You have to have this talent anyway. I think what is...
I should release a Leo video of Leo drawing Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And then you'd see.
But I mean, look at what's nice about...
He could use, as they're saying in the chat room, a pencil and a paper. Piece of paper and do this, right?
Well,
he doesn't need the iPad to do this.
No, he doesn't need the iPad. The fact is that he used the iPad. He used a little app.
This is so photorealistic. I don't know how he does that.
It's ridiculous.
But isn't that kind of what makes this interesting is that he's doing it, on an iPad?
Exactly.
If he did this on a piece of paper, you'd go, well, he's a very talented artist. But so the amazement of it is that he can do it on an iPad, which kind of tells you, well, maybe it's not the ideal platform for this. This is like a photo. I don't know how he does this. How does he do this?
It's because there are many, 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 many layers of...
Brilliant.
I mean, this is something that probably took him like 8 hours.
I'm going to do a video.
Kyle Lambert's website, because I looked him up because I was like, oh my gosh, this is... He's so talented, I don't even know what to do with myself. He has a bunch of examples like the Beyonce drawing.
It's amazing.
And it's good because he doesn't always use the Brushes app. He's not just like some OneNote, I'm an iPad guy kind of thing. He is a talented graphic artist. He uses Photoshop. He uses a variety of graphic tools. But he does say, hey, on this particular project, I just used the Brushes app. So it's good. This is another Brushes app example where he made a bunch of comic artwork that then this particular video kind of animates it. But
you know what
I
like
all
about,
of this on Brushes.
You know what I like what he's done? This is his website. And what he's done is he's embedded YouTube video inside
great?
A frame.
I know, he's smart.
That looks like the iPad. So it really is kind of a cool effect. Wow. I wonder what app he's using on this one. That's pretty neat, too.
I think it's Brushes again.
Huh.
I know. He's our star.
He's an exceptional person.
He knows what he's doing.
He's an Kyle Lambert.
Kyle Lambert, we salute you.
We salute you. Today's iPad Today brought to you by our good friends. Another salute here to Slingbox. Man, Slingbox is great. Still waiting for that iPad app. You told me any day now.
Cranberry sauce soon, they said.
Cranberry sauce
That's
soon.
Thursday.
It might even by the time you see this show.
It's possible.
If you go to slingbox.com, you can find out a location near you where you can get Slingbox at a Best Buy near you. Go there. Look at the demo. Here's how it works. You connect the Slingbox to all your stuff on your TV, your satellite box, your cable box, your DVR, even your DVD. I presume I haven't tried it, but you could Apple TV, all this stuff. And the other end of it is an Ethernet jack. You plug that into your internet. Now you're done. That's it. You go out into the world, and anywhere you go, you can get to your TV setup over the internet using your Mac, Windows, iPhone. There's an incredible Android app, iPod Touch with Wi-Fi, BlackBerry, and you're watching. Now, if you're traveling for the holidays, this is great because you've got your DVR shows. You can see them. You've got the, Thanksgiving Day. Maybe it's blacked out where you are. The big game, you want to watch it. You can watch it on your Slingbox from your home set. I love it. If you're going to the big game, bring your iPhone or your Android phone or your BlackBerry, your iPod Touch with Wi-Fi, and you can watch the replays, stuff they won't show you in the stadium. It's kind of a really great way to enjoy a game. I could think of 100 ways to use Slingbox, but the best thing to do is go try a Slingbox at a Best Buy near you. It lets you watch your home TV set up anywhere you go with no additional fees. It's your stuff. You should be able to watch it anywhere you go. I am a big Slingbox fan. I know everybody here at the Twit Cottage is a big Slingbox fan. It's the device you ought to have hooked up to your TV above all others. Slingbox.com/twit to find out more. Slingbox.com/twit. And we thank them so much for their support of iPad Today. Go get yourself a Slingbox.
Slingbox.
Don't wait.
Love it. It's kind of amazing. It's like magic, Slingbox.
It is. And, it's been around so long. I don't know, quite a few years. We all know about it. Yeah. It's one of those things. It's kind of like the secret thing that nobody ever mentions. Because it's just there. We use it.
Just the other day, it was actually at the Gadget Party because we talked to the Slingbox folks because they had a booth. I had talked to them and somebody, said, well, what do they do? And I was explaining and they were like, really? You could do that? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Anywhere?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Do you knit?
I don't, but I know people who do.
That's
like
good.
My grandmother.
I've been meaning to knit. Abby knits.
The only thing I get from her is knitted sweaters.
Oh, my mom.
Whole life.
Standard Christmas present. I'll be getting some in a couple of months.
They're actually really nice.
My birthday's coming up. I'll probably get socks. I love her hand-knitted socks. She makes them out of silk and wool. They're wonderful. Cotton.
She makes hand-knitted silk socks. Wow. That's
so comfy, so beautiful, so wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Knitting is a great thing.
Knitting is a great thing, and you think knitting, it's about as analog as you get. Nothing digital about knitting. Au contraire.
Au contraire, my friend.
We got an email from Kathleen Rinks, who's Kate in Oregon in our chat room. And she says, I belong to a web-based knitting community called Ravelry.
Oh, yeah. That's the one my mom uses.
Does she? Now, yeah. I had not heard of Ravelry before, but it's a place for people who like to knit and sew and want to share tips and what do they call those things that you...
Patterns or designs, something like that. It's both knitting and crocheting.
Yeah, and it's like a social network for people who are into that. It's actually a really nice setup. She says there's a group of us called Knitters with iPads who've created a forum on Ravelry for sharing iPad app and operation tips and how-tos and that sort of thing. There are a handful of novelty knitting iPhone and iPad apps that include new counters and pattern storage and inventory logs. But the most useful app, Kathleen says, by a landslide, is called Goodreader.
Wait a minute. Goodreader?
Goodreader.
That's not a knitting app.
It's a note-taking app. But what ends up happening is Ravelry lets Kathleen connect Goodreader via the internet with her Ravelry PDF pattern library.
Oh.
So those are patterns that she purchases through designers and vendors and delivered via email and stored on a folder with your name on the Ravelry site. But now with Goodreader, she can download her PDF pattern library to her iPad and have everything with her when she goes.
So that's one of the things I like about Ravelry. Let's say I'm going to make mittens. I go to Mittens, and people have put up free patterns on here that you can download, mm-hmm. and they're PDF files. So it's fairly simple just to save it to your iPad and then open it in Goodreader.
That's right.
And then that's great because you're knitting. And when you have a pattern, you need to be able to look at that pattern and knit with it. So I think this is a really great idea. I got to tell my mom about this.
Totally.
Because she uses Ravelry and she uses an iPad.
And you know what you should do is you should send your mom Kate's link. She made a blog post. I mean,
on how to do it?
I'd say for us, but it's for anybody. Yeah, the link is in our doc that where she goes through exactly how she uses her iPad is her knitting assistant.
She's got the whole thing there.
Yeah, she's got this really neat tutorial, and it shows, because I've got Goodreader on my iPad, but
you're
can't
not
really
a Ravelry
show.
Member.
Exactly. So, I mean, she's got a really nice illustration of how this all works for
that.
Somebody who's really going to be using it, and it's really cool, and, you know, it's
that's the key right there, is you see the Fiddlehead Mittens pattern, which was a PDF. It's on your iPad.
Exactly. And then you just play along.
Follow along, and I don't know how she's doing this, but somehow she's keeping track of where she is.
Well, because with Goodreader,
you can notate, annotate.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you just mark up your PDF however you want.
Oh, that's really
neat.
You know,
so it can be a very personal experience.
That's really cool.
So that is one of those things where I go, who knew? But a lot of you did.
See, there's
you
an example.
Folks did.
There's an example. That's a great example of where an iPad is probably a better choice than a MacBook Air would be. I mean, she could do the same thing on a MacBook Air.
She could.
Seems like a better choice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathleen, for that great suggestion.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.
Mom, I hope you're watching.
If you ever feel like knitting us some silk socks, we would not turn them away.
We'd not be amiss.
Yes.
I'll tell you, when I get my socks, I'll bring them in. It's amazing. It's amazing.
How long has she been knitting? Like your whole life?
Oh, yeah.
So she knows what
she's a textile
doing.
Person. She was a weaver, is a weaver. She has
really?
Looms. Yeah.
Wow.
She's an artist. She's a silk screener. She does monoprints. But lately she's done a lot of knitting and felting. You know what felting is?
No.
It's past tense of feeling. No, it's where you take you take wool and you process it in such a way so that it's like a...
Is that what felt is? Is
yeah.
it wool?
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally,
and it's
anyway?
Processed, so it's like felt. But she makes little people. She makes all sorts of stuff.
How
I'll bring
cute.
In some felt
she
objects.
She must go crazy at Christmas.
She does.
Like felt nativity scenes and all sorts of stuff like that.
She's doing a series of little people. I have the pictures. I'll show you.
Please do.
They're like little tiny little elves, and they're all over the place in her house.
That's
it's
mean.
A little scary. You open a cupboard, and there's a little person.
Just a reminder, Kathleen, thanks again so much for the email. That was wonderful.
We want more like that.
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail. The number is 757-504-IPAD. That spells iPad. Just a reminder, try to keep your voicemails about 30 seconds or less.
I noticed we're not playing a lot of them, and I think they're too long, aren't they?
There are. We're getting voicemails, and we thank you for them. Sometimes they're just a little too long because we, you know, we got time constraints on the show. So just keep that in mind. We definitely do want to get your voicemails, though. And, of course, for extra points, if you send us a video, we'll love it. We can match a name with a face. Just upload the video and send us a link. You can upload it wherever you want, as long as you can send us a link that we can open and play.
Yes.
Thank you.
We are going to get to our app caps in just a bit. Sarah and I pick our favorite apps of the week. But before we do that, it's time to say, Gazelle it!
Gazelle!
Gazelle's the place to go. If you've got gadgets you no longer need, don't send them to the Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Don't throw them in the landfill. Go to gazelle.com and enter in the name of the gadget. Gazelle gives you cash for your gadgets. I've been getting a lot of email and tweets from people who were skeptical, who tried Gazelle and are super happy. In fact, I got one tweet the other day from a guy who said, they sent me more than they said they would send me. Once they got the item, they said it's better quality than you said. So you get a little bit more money. Gazelle.com. Gadgets in 20 product categories, over 200,000 unique items. You enter in the item. Excuse me. They tell you what it's worth. They buy desktops, cell phones, laptops, camcorders, LCD monitors, calculators, all kinds of devices. Look, here's a Samsung LCD monitor. And if you want to sell it, you say, the monitor is fully functioning. Yes. This one, I have this one. It's upstairs. 19 inches. It's in great condition.
I think I'm using it, actually.
Yeah, I think you are, actually. both DVI and VGA. We have, of course, the AC adapter. And the original cable, don't have the box. Calculate. It'll tell you what that's worth, $29. That's why you have it, Sarah.
Right.
But now here's the deal. They send you the postage. You just put it in a box. You can put all your items in one big box. They pay the postage. They get it back. They verify the quality. If there's data on it, they erase the data. So you don't have to worry about that. And then they send you a check. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to make it even better. If you use our special iPad Today URL, our bonus code, you will get an extra 5%. Don't tell anybody. Yes, iPad Today. The offer code is just iPad, I-P-A-D. Okay, shh, keep that quiet. Gazelle.com. Now, by the way, if they cannot buy it, if it's not worth anything, they also will recycle. They'll tell you before you send it. And they do EPA-certified green recycling, nothing in the landfill. I really am, and they don't ship it overseas. I really kind of am proud of them for this. One more thing I'll tell you about, because I think this is so good. Gazelle has causes, too. If you're a nonprofit or you have a cake sale coming up for your school or your team, have a gadget sale instead or in addition to. They'll create a special page for you. You send your families there. They Gazelle their gadgets. The money goes to your charity. I love this. Gazelle.com. Folks, don't sell it. Gazelle it. And don't forget to use the offer code iPad for an extra 5% bonus. All right, I'm putting on my cap.
Put on your cap, Leo.
I'm putting on my app cap. Do you want to start?
I'll start.
All right, because this fits
every week. You say, "Do you want to start?"
Ladies first. Yeah, ladies first.
Yeah, I do. This actually feeds back into our shopping apps, holiday shopping apps, but from a somewhat unlikely place.
Oh.
This app is called Boutiques. Now, let me just open it. Give you a sense of what's going on here.
Wait a minute.
It opens a little bit
this
like...
This isn't an app. This is a website, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it acts as an app.
It does. I mean, look at it.
Yeah, it acts as an app.
You can't even tell it's a website. There's no... You've got buttons and...
Yeah, exactly. So yes, in full disclosure...
whoever did this really knows how to do apps.
Well, they certainly know fashion, don't they?
They're obviously... Look at this. I mean, you can follow your favorite celebrities.
Right.
Snooki. I follow Snooki Stackhouse, not Snooki. I don't want Snooki's clothes. I want Snooki's clothes.
Either. And she's my size. I don't even want those
clothes. I bet you Snooki is on here, though. Don't you think?
Yeah. So full disclosure, this is actually a mobile site version.
And, it's very and nicely
when
done.
When you first go to
there's Irene Lee.
Boutiques on your iPad, it'll say, hey, do you want us to add this to your home screen? And you go, yeah. And then it acts as an app. So, yeah, you've got dresses and tops and celebrities that you can follow. I've made my own boutique here, so I'll go to my boutique.
Oh, we could follow Sarah Lane's boutique.
You could follow my boutique, and my boutique is based on the people, the celebrities, other users, or designers that I follow or that I've liked.
So those shoes you don't necessarily own, but you would like to own.
Oh, I would love to own Valentino
cute
shoes for $885.
Oh, but look at the bows on those. They're so cute.
Now, this itself is just an interface to browse. So if I actually wanted to, you know, if I won the lottery and I decided to buy the shoes, if I hit the shop button, then it would actually take me to Net-a-Porter where they're on sale for $885.
So it's different sites. It's not one site. This is more like a search engine almost.
Exactly. It is a search engine. And so you get the idea. And, you know, it's set up really nice. It's cool. Now,
I wish they had men's stuff.
That is one of the big drawbacks is that, at least for now, and you have to assume that they'll roll out. If, you know, if they're at all successful, then men will get included. That's how Gilt started, too. You know, you start with the women and then you go crazy.
Yeah, because that's who, even for men, that's who does the shopping.
Right. So this is, I mean, I have to say it's heavy into designer fashion. You know, a lot of people are into what celebrities are wearing and other people aren't. So, it depends on what kind of stuff you're looking for. Recommended boutiques, for example, they can recommend stuff to me based on what I've looked at before. So it's a lot of, if you're looking for inspiration, boutiques is a great way to browse and then buy if you're into it. And again, yeah, it is an aggregator for a variety of fashion, not necessarily stuff that's on sale, but stuff that, you know, if you're not going to runway shows on a regular basis, you're probably not even going to know exists. Now, Leo.
Yes,
I already
Sarah.
Know you know the answer to this.
I won't say a word.
But if I was to ask you, I mean, who do you think would be behind a service like this? It must be like really fashion forward, you know, maybe Rachel Zoe or
Rue La La could maybe do something like
maybe it's some sort of interface from the Gilt people.
It's really gorgeous. Kevin Rose, I asked him, he said Bloomingdale's. I thought that was
Bloomingdale's. Yeah. Because a lot of the designers you would see it somewhere like Bloomingdale's, a high end
fashion Kevin
department
knew that,
store. But- Well, Kevin is—he's kind of into that bloomy stuff too. Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah,
I guess he is.
He's
was wearing a very nice leather jacket.
He was.
Yeah, no goes kidding. With his goes with his Porsche Carrera.
He doesn't have a Porsche Carrera. He does. Kevin Rose. Wow, I'm behind.
Our Kevin Rose.
Since when?
He says, "Well, I drive the Mini around town, but when I go out of town, I drive my 911 Carrera."
What? Oh, okay. Well,
it's
whatever.
It's the new Kevin Rose, baby.
It's the new Kevin Rose. Turns out...
It's not Bloomingdale's.
It's Google.
What?
Google.
You know, it must be Marissa Meyer, because she's into this stuff. She is a fashion plate.
Well, she puts herself together very well.
Yeah, it must be Marissa. Marissa's going to be in France with us. We can ask her.
Let's.
Yes.
This is her new, heading up product. We got boutique.
She's doing mobile, and boy, that's a beauty. HTML5, and it just shows you really what you can do. That may be the other reason Google's doing this.
Look, Mad Men fashion. Who doesn't love Mad Men fashion?
I need
fashion.
A Mad Men
And look,
suit.
This dress, $52.99.
I could see red in that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyway, the app is totally free because, of course, you're buying things from the app, or at least they hope that you would eventually buy stuff, so should be free. And it's from Google, of all companies. Kind of blew my mind, but you can see that they're trying to expand into all sorts of arenas.
They are indeed. This one, this is for you, my app cap, Sarah, because
really?
I was worried about you. We've got a long plane flight next week.
Yeah.
And you probably finished that arriving HD game that you couldn't stop playing the last time we went anywhere.
I am stuck on a level, but thank you for pointing that out.
the dinosaur egg game. Well, maybe you'd want to move on to something similar.
Maybe, to keep my sanity.
To keep your sanity. And I think this is one of the most, who told me about this game?
Who?
David Prager, of all people.
Prager?
Prager said, "Have you played Spirits for the iPad?" I said, "No, what is it? Tell me." He said, "Well, it's a little bit like Lemmings. I would say it's not exactly like Lemmings. It's really a lot more like Arriving HD. Now, in this case, I'll play the first level so you can get a kind of an idea of it.
Okay.
In this case, and by the way, beautiful music on this. Let me turn on the, I think I muted the sound. So let me turn on the music. That's one of the things I think that makes this game an exceptional game. We're going to play level one. Can we hear any music? I can't hear anything.
I can't hear music. Maybe you haven't muted.
There it is. There it is. Okay, so these little spirits, we're trying to get them home. Okay,
like sea creatures.
They look like little sea creatures. I think it's a Japanese game.
Uh-huh.
When he gets here, I'm going to tap him. Now, there are some skills. This one only has one skill, which is growing a little vine. He's going to grow a vine that helps these other little spirits. Oh, no, I didn't grow it high enough. Get home. I have to grow another one up there to get these little spirits home.
But then, so they sacrifice themselves for their friends?
Right, and your goal is to get enough of them home so that you can... And I apparently failed this level. Let's...
Well, here they go.
Here he goes. Come on, jump. There we go. And we're going to get him.
Oh, that's cute.
So you get an assignment. Now, completed with two spirits, so I complete it. But a perfect solution, four spirits would get home. I'll go to another level here, and you can see. This is really a fun and beautiful game. Let's go back to the main menu and select a little bit of a higher level, because there's some other skills involved.
Because you're obviously so good at it.
Well, it gets hard. And by the way, you can pinch and zoom.
Ooh, that's
We're going to collect these plants. So you've got to collect all the plants to get a perfect one. There's one plant. And you have to get home. But this will kill you if you land on it.
Oh, no, don't die.
Oh! So we really
at
want
least it's not a gory death.
This one to blow
just turns into an
the guys
angel.
That way, okay?
Oh, this
so now
is complex.
Watch. He's going to blow them
this is complex.
Over here. Yeah, you see?
Uh-huh.
So now they're going to land here. But now I've got to get them over this. So I think what I have to do is put another blower right here. Let's make him blow that way. Jump, little guy. Jump to safety. Oh, no. Didn't make it, so I didn't place my blower close enough. Oh, that one's all right.
I think he just had to get a head start.
Just was the first one that had to really get there. So isn't this a fun game? And, of course, a lot of levels.
They're like cult members.
Yeah.
They're going home.
They're going into the light.
You'll be so happy on
I think it's a
side.
Really, I think it's a really fun game. Very much like Angry Birds in the sense that you can keep playing till you get perfection. Kind of like Arriving HD in the sense it's beautiful and pretty. And you'll see there are lots of tools that they can use. We just saw two of them. One is the growing the vine and the other one is blowing. But there are many tools and the puzzles get quite difficult as you go up through the levels. There's quite a few levels as you can
That's
see.
That's kind of how they keep your interest too. It's like, ooh, we've got a new tool. Incorporate that
That's
with
right.
the other tools
that you already have. Yep,
so.
Yep. If you get perfect all the way to the end, 720 spirits will be saved, 117 plants collected. And by the way, as you play, it shows your world rank. Right now I'm ranked 933 among people playing this game.
You're in the top 1K.
I don't know why. I shouldn't be. I think it's because it's brand new.
I think it's because not that many people are playing yet.
Yeah, well, they will be now. I think this is a wonderful game. $4.99. It's on the store. It's Spirits for the iPad, S-P-I-R-I-T-S, for the iPad. That's my app cap.
I love it.
Yeah, I think you'll like this. Get this on your iPad before you get on the plane.
But see, the problem with the games, as I woke you up the last time we were on a flight, you were sleeping soundly after our Vegas trip.
and
woke up to me going, with Arriving HD because I get so frustrated.
This is very similar. This is similar. Yeah. I like it, though. It's a little more like Arriving HD than, say, Angry Birds, which is also the same kind of puzzle game, or Cut the Rope. It's more soothing. It's perfect for...
Right.
You put the headphones in. It's got beautiful music. It's
right.
very relaxing.
Cut the Rope is like...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's cute and fun and same idea, but different feel.
I think we're seeing that these are the kinds of games that the iPad's well suited to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of these kinds of games, and I think this is a very nice...
This is the kind of stuff that you want to touch.
Yep.
You know,
you want
it's,
to
not
touch
the,
it.
It's not the same. You got to have iOS for this. Leo, we got through episode 21.
Woohoo!
Even without Four Loko.
No
I didn't
Four
think
Loko
we could
needed.
Do it.
No Four Loko needed. If you want to find out more about iPad Today, go to iPad Today's website. That's twit.tv/IPT. Don't miss a show. We do it live. Normally, we're doing it early this time, but normally we do it live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on Thursdays.
That's correct.
Live.twit.tv. And then you can
so
get
you
it
get
after the
show
fact.
Early this week. And if you're watching it, you know, anytime after Thursday or Friday, then it's the same show you know and love. We just happen to record it earlier in the week.
I'm Leo really Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iPad Today.
Goodbye. Woo!